The Hypnotist by Lars Kepler. Read by Eamon Riley.
Like fire. Just like fire.
Those were the first words the boy uttered under hypnosis. Despite life-threatening injuries, hundreds of knife wounds to his face, legs, torso, back, the soles of his feet, the back of his neck, and his head.
The boy had been put into a state of deep hypnosis in an attempt to see what had happened with his own eyes.
"I'm trying to blink," he mumbled. "I go into the kitchen, but it isn't right. There's a crackling noise between the chairs, and a bright red fire is spreading across the floor."
They'd thought he was dead when they found him among the other bodies in the terraced house. He'd lost a great deal of blood, gone into a state of shock, and hadn't regained consciousness until 7 hours later. He was the only surviving witness. Detective Joanna Lina was certain that the boy would be able to provide valuable information, possibly even identify the killer.
But if the other circumstances had not been so exceptional, it would never even have occurred to anyone to turn to a hypnotist.
Chapter 1.
Tuesday, December 8th, early morning.
Erich Maria Bach is yanked reluctantly from his dream when the telephone rings. Before he is fully awake, he hears himself say with a smile, "Balloons and streamers." His heart is pounding from the sudden awakening. Erich has no idea what he meant by these words. The dream is completely gone, as if he had never had it. He fumbles to find the ringing phone, creeping out of the bedroom with it, and closing the door behind him to avoid waking Simone. A detective named Joanna Lina asks if he is sufficiently awake to absorb important information. His thoughts are still tumbling down into the dark, empty space after his dream as he listens.
"I've heard you're very skilled in the treatment of acute trauma," says Lina.
"Yes," says Erich.
He swallows a painkiller as he listens. The detective explains that he needs to question a 15-year-old boy who has witnessed a double murder and been seriously injured himself. During the night, he was moved from the neurological unit in Hudinge to the neurosurgical unit at Karolinska University Hospital in Solna.
"What's his condition?" Erich asks.
The detective rapidly summarizes the patient's status, concluding,
"He hasn't been stabilized. He's in circulatory shock and unconscious."
"And who's the doctor in charge?" asks Erich.
"Daniela Richards.
She's extremely capable. I'm sure she can..."
"She was the one who asked me to call you. She needs your help. It's urgent."
When Erich returns to the bedroom to get his clothes, Simone is lying on her back, looking at him with a strange, empty expression. A strip of light from the street lamp is shining in between the blinds.
"I didn't mean to wake you," he says softly.
"Who was that?" she asks.
"Police, detective. I didn't catch his name."
"What's it about?"
"I have to go to the hospital," he replies. "They need some help with a boy."
"Oh, what time is it anyway?" She looks at the alarm clock and closes her eyes. He notices the stripes on her freckled shoulders from the creased sheets.
"Sleep now, Sixon," he whispers, calling her by her nickname.
Carrying his clothes from the room, Erich dresses quickly in the hall. He catches the flash of a shining blade of steel behind him and turns to see that his son has hung his ice skates on the handle of the front door so he won't forget them. Despite his hurry, Erich finds the protectors in the closet and slides them over the sharp blades. It's 3 o'clock in the morning when Erich gets into his car. Snow falls slowly from the black sky. There is not a breath of wind, and the heavy flakes settle sleepily on the empty street. He turns the key in the ignition, and the music pours in like a soft wave. Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. He drives the short distance through the sleeping city, out of Lundmarkergarten, along Sveavägen, to Nortull. He catches a glimpse of the waters of Brunsviken, a large dark opening behind the snowfall. He slows as he enters the enormous medical complex.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?